Welcome to the Tuesday Epilepsy Club, Series 3, Episode 1, Links Between Epilepsy and Mood. Side effects of medications are the obvious thing to mention here. Depression, anxiety, feelings of irritability are all side effects which are worth looking out for. Generally speaking, until 2019, I'd only ever experienced something which I've always referred to as the post-fit blues. So when I have a big tonic-clonic fit, then I usually have 1, maybe 2 days afterwards, tops 3, where I feel a bit blue, a bit like most other people would after they have COVID or after they've had the flu, when they feel really quite bleh. Depression is a whole different kettle of fish. And I experienced that for the first time in 2019. I was put on a new medication and told that this medication would be stopping my fits. So I went in with it with complete gusto. Then COVID hit and all the doctors disappeared and I had no way of contacting anyone. In the space of 4 months, I lost 22 kilos and spiraled into a deep, deep depression. I was unable to do up my shoelaces. I could not remember where I lived. I could not remember really, really basic details. And I had to write down everywhere, this is psychosomatic. This is a chemical reaction. This is not me. This is not me. This is not me. That helped to some extent. Eventually, I came off that medication, but it still took, I think, around 6, maybe 7 months for it to come out of my system completely. And it left me with huge damage to different parts of my liver and has scarred my family, my 2 sons and my husband, to ever trying any other medications. The depression is something you can't explain to anyone else, mainly because, of course, when you're in the depression, you can't actually get many words out. It's very, very hard to try and explain this to anyone. It's not a feeling of irritability. It's a feeling of panic combined with the fact that you feel like your world is going to come crashing down around you, combined with the fact that you are in your head just planning on not being there anymore. I have utmost respect for people who are depressives or depressed and live in this place all the time. I was there, I was a resident there for 4 months, and the idea of being there all the time is more than I could possibly imagine. Studies readily available state that depression is apparently the most common mood issue with regard to epilepsy. Makes sense, a response to the medication and the fact that a quality of life is no doubt ending. I don't know about everyone else, but anxiety is definitely the biggest word that comes up with me and epilepsy and mood. I get very, very anxious about my fits. I get very, very anxious about where I'm going to have my seizures. And I get very, very anxious about when I'm next going to have a seizure. None of this is surprising. And I think it's a pretty standard feeling for anyone who has epilepsy. There are moments where I am more anxious than others. Bizarrely enough, I get more anxious the longer I don't have a seizure. I think it's probably because I know that with my refractory epilepsy, which means that I carry on having seizures all the time. So I carry on having partial fits all the time. But the tonic-clonic fits can sometimes have a month or 2 months in between where I don't have them. I'm almost waiting for those tonic-clonic fits. And there is a moment where you sit there and you just wait. I saw my doctor at Queen's for the first time last week, and I haven't had a tonic-clonic fit since I broke my ankle. And he said, well, don't get too complacent. You have got refractory epilepsy. And remember, your tonic-clonic fits will come back. They haven't gone anywhere. I thought it was a very strange thing to say because it wasn't as if I was going to go out and stop taking my medication or anything. And I do, in the meantime, of course, still have lots of small fits. So it's not as if I can apply for a driver's license. But it is, of course, something that means that every single time I have a series of partial fits, I do get a little bit panicky, worrying whether there is going to be a tonic-clonic fit which follows that. And after I broke my ankle, it's not so much that I'm anxious about having the fit itself. I'm more worried about hurting myself whilst my ankle isn't entirely healed. So I think as far as people with epilepsy are concerned, the feelings of panic and the irritability and the depression, the moods that go along with the epilepsy, is inherently linked to their seizures and how they're feeling on a day-by-day basis. It's possibly not that easy for us, all of us, and that includes me, to explain that, because very often after you've had a bump to the head, the words just don't come out. I've had a bit of a clarity session for the last few months. I haven't had a tonic-clonic fit. And it's amazing how much clearer I feel. I won't say that the words aren't still escaping me, because they are, but it does mean that I'm feeling a little bit less panicked about some things and more panicked about others. That seizure will come. And when it does, I will deal with it in the way that I have dealt with every other seizure for the last 30 years. Links between epilepsy and mood are not as straightforward as they may appear on the outside to begin with. Of course, side effects of medication is the obvious first thing to mention, as I did in this podcast. But anxiety, depression, all of these kind of things, irritability, they all play a part as well from the actual condition itself, and that shouldn't be forgotten. You have a chronic condition, you have epilepsy, and as a result of that, you will have days where you are depressed, irritable, anxious, and it won't just be the side effect of the medication. My advice is find something you enjoy, find something you really enjoy, find something that will pep your mood up no matter what is going on in your life, no matter how many seizures you have, and no matter how much medication you're taking. And in the meantime, I'll see you next week. Take care. Bye.